Hello, this is Wyatt's Haven of Bliss podcast. I'm Wyatt, and I'm in bed because the time changed and it threw me off, and I'm still a little bit tired. And I'm in my apartment, and am I making you sleepy? I hope not, because my iRiver says I have 18 hours left of recording, if my battery ever were to last that long. I've been painting. I mentioned that on an older podcast, but the lights are off in my little studio. I'm above the 10th floor and below the 20th floor. I'm not going to tell you my floor, just in case. Well, you know who you are. And you gotta spoil it for everyone. Stalkers aren't really that much fun. But I'm up in the air, and I have a beautiful view of the city. It's dark right now, and the Sears Tower has most of the skyline on the right. It's like twice as tall as any other building, and it has big orange lights on its spires today. I'll lean up and look at it. At around 2 a.m. they shut off. They have orange and yellow today. Sometimes it's blue. I don't know why they changed the colors, but they changed the colors on the Hancock building also, depending on the holiday. Like, they're green right now because St. Patrick's Day just happened. They're orange on Halloween. That was kind of nice. And then they were pink for a while for Valentine's Day. And I don't know if they're going to leave them green or make them white for the summer. We'll see what they do for the 4th of July. Maybe they'll alternate the colors. That would be interesting. So, I've been painting. And it's something I feel like I've neglected. I enjoyed it when I did it in high school. And I did acrylics. And I was going to do oils, but I've been trying to encourage Tracy, who is my girlfriend. And I'm trying to, you know, just get her on the podcast yet. Do painting with me. She did some Asian art that was really interesting, but I wanted to do oil paints, but that's pretty challenging for a beginner, and I think it's a little too daunting for her. So we're going to start with acrylics, because they dry in like a few seconds, maybe a minute or two, or oil, you have to paint, and then you have to wait a few hours or a day for them to dry before you can come back and paint over them. I love to browse through Wikipedia, and today I was looking at Bob Ross. He's the happy tree painter guy who died in 95, but had like the joy of painting episodes for 20 years, where he would paint a landscape of Alaska in 30 minutes using the wet-on-wet paint method of oil, where he would paint the background and the water first, and then he would add in like the shore, and then he would add the mountain, and then paint happy trees and a happy little mountain and whatnot. And I guess people really love that show because it's the longest airing painting art kind of show ever. But we'll get to oil later. So I have a large canvas. It's like 18 by 24. It's like, not quite 3x2, but it's a big canvas, and I started to paint a scene of the city on it, and I just realized, like, how hard it is to paint detail and acrylics with these brushes. Like, painting a straight line is really difficult, and every city scene I have has, like, a million windows in it, so just the amount of detail required to paint that and make it look good is just like, it seems impossible to do. So I worked on that for a little while, and then I also picked this ugly brown to go with the dark navy. I'm in my bed, so I'm probably making you fall asleep, especially with my monotone voice. And I'm trying to relax and listen to the city. And my apartment's very small, but it has a beautiful city view. I've been deciding whether or not I should move. I really love this apartment, even though my windows, like, rotted out of the wall. And Tracy says my bathrooms are worse than the ones in Africa that she saw, which is probably true. And half the lights in my fan are burned out. But I like it because it gives it, like, track lighting on the side. Then I could turn on this, like, round cake-looking light above my, you know, miniature sink and miniature fridge. And then there's, like, you know, dynamic lighting in my apartment. I got her a little table easel, and I think it's a nice little setup. And you have a nice view, watch the city, and listen to all the ambulances going by. Surprised we haven't heard one yet. Because they go, like, every 10 seconds. But the reason why I was thinking moving out was because my management has raised my rent twice. You see, my lease expired on January 31st. And they raised my rent then. And then I did a short-term lease until, you know, what is it? Oh, until May or something like that. And then, like, a month after I had signed the lease, I got a note under the door for an extension that they had raised my rent again. So that was, like, basically sign it, because they raised your rent, and then they raised it immediately right after that, too. So it was pretty shady. And my rent is still probably one of the cheapest in Gold Coast, just because it's so minimal. And I just need to focus on not living so glamorous and be more of a minimalist and not get into that habit of wanting to have the biggest house you can for your buck and all the cars in your three-car garage and become a prison to that whole mentality. So, I don't know. So anyway, I don't know if I'm going to come or if I'm going to go, if I'm going to stay or I'm going to leave. But for now, I'm painting. Tonight, I just had a night to myself. Tracy's not here. She's out with a friend. And I thought that I would go do a crossword at Starbucks after I ate a little something. I had some spinach and artichoke dip with pita bread. And I walked home and listened to the city. And when I do that, you know how I get. When I'm walking alone at night, you get inspired and you have to let it out. Do you write? Do you do a podcast? If you're not doing a podcast, I'd recommend it. I mean, it's really easy to do. I mean, listen to this one. I mean, some guy in bed with a microphone. And the microphone will make it into the right quality for you. Like, I have this little iRiver T30. It was like $90, $80. And, you know, I just found this website. It was like www.mtp-2-ums.org, maybe? Look at my bulletin board and you'll have the link. And it shows you how to convert that from a DRM iRiver just to a generic UMS device. And it'll work on your Mac. All you Mac users. You have to do the upgrade on a PC, unfortunately, though. And, you know, I hate how anyone would want to disable the Mac or Linux, because they're such a better operating system. But go for making the podcast. And all you gotta do is upload the MP3 and do a little iPodder, generate your RSS feed, and you're done. And then you can talk about whatever you're feeling about, or your paintings, or whatever kind of event you need to do. So what I did is I decided to do a little podcast to tell you about the painting I did today, which I've been, you know, leading you up to and leading you on up till now. So anyways, the city was just a bust. I had a bunch of ugly brown, and the way I made brown was like yellow and red. And a little bit of blue, and it was just like this yellowish brown. It was so ugly, it looked like poop. Like bad diarrhea with like some really dark navy, which was almost black for the street. And I'm like, this is gonna take forever. And I just had to learn like things like mixing enough paint to be able to paint such a large area. And I just been working on it, and I got depressed about it, and I don't know. I just left it there for a while. But the other day, I picked out a picture from Jamaica. I went to Jamaica last February, a little over a year ago, and just went down there for about an 8-day trip that I got on last minute, like Expedia.com. And one of the pictures was right after a rainstorm. Because it's really hot, the rain doesn't stay very long, so the sky was darker than the water. So the water was the brightest thing in the picture, and there's like a really dark horizon, and then it's like a navy for the sky with a tree and a boat. So I painted all over it with a medium color blue, and then I painted a darker color for the sky at the top, and I came back and I added a little bit of yellow over the water to make it look a little more greener, and I noticed it was already looking way better. So if you decide to paint, pick something that doesn't have a lot of details, a lot of really sharp edges and things that you would need like a pencil to do. Because even my little fine brushes, you know, it's kind of hard to get it, even if you get the right color. And after you paint it over the background, you want to make sure you get it right, because it's a pain to go try to mix that color again. So this is looking a lot better. It's dark right now, but I can still see, you know, my little waves, which are like white, and the water is green, and I think it looks like a nice painting. It's like 1,000 times better than my other one. I can almost read the letters on the sign, too, you know, if I were to do that. But my dad's a painter. He gave me a couple, I think, oil paintings he did. And they're on my wall, and they're like a million times better than mine. But I'm yawning, so that must mean I'm dragging it out and need to go to sleep. So get yourself a canvas, couple acrylics. Stick to a medium color. And a picture that doesn't have a lot of background. Like, do something that has, like, all blues. Or, that's pretty easy. Because you got a blue sky. And I wanted to do this picture of some of the skyscrapers, like, looking at them from far away. But still, it's a lot of detail. So, pick something, do one color, then come back and add the other colors later. I have a tree in the water. The dark sky. And soon there will be a little boat on there that will say, like, Sea Breeze, with a little propeller motor on the back, just resting in the middle of my humongous canvas. And I don't have anywhere to put it on my wall, but I'll figure out something. Thank you for listening to Wyatt Haven of Bliss podcast. I'm Wyatt Hout in my bed. And you're listening to www.havenofbliss.com. Thank you. I'd be listening.